This is the AMPM report.
All right, big happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. There are a lot of people celebrating a birthday today, Allison and Mark.
Okay.
A lot of Aquarians like Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child.
Okay.
Yes, she turns 39 today. Also, singer Brandy turns 41.
That's Sean G's favorite artist.
Really? Okay. And also Khalid, the R&B singer, turns 22. And Rachel from Friends. You remember the show? You didn't watch Friends.
No,
I remember. You weren't Friends. Well, Rachel turns 51 today. And Burt Reynolds, he was born on this day.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds still alive?
No, he's not. He passed away. Anyway, that's what's going on. Everybody's talking about the Power finale that went on Sunday. Were you shocked at who?
Don't say it. I don't know. I got to watch the whole series.
You never watched Power?
I was an Empire girl at first.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You can't even say those two in the same sentence. But anyway, Power, there are three spinoffs. Well, there are lots of spinoffs confirmed with the show. I'm not even going to go into that since you haven't watched the show. But I would love to hear what people think about the finale. Also, in other news, well, wait a minute. We got some breaking news coming in right now. We got Harold Fisher in here.
Harold Fisher coming in?
Well, that's right. I came in to spend just a little bit of time with you
all. Okay, what happened?
Yeah, we've got problems coming out of Chicago. Actor Jussie Smollett in trouble again. Mm-hmm. Just indicted on 6 new charges of disorderly conduct. Guess that right. Having to do with that incident last year. Of course, also accused again of making false statements to police. This is brand new.
And this isn't new false statements. This is old false statements.
These are the old false statements, but this is a special prosecutor that has been assigned to this case.
Not the same one.
No. Special prosecutor.
Not long ago, don't care.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's going to be back in court again. It's going to be really, really messy for him.
It's a case of the chickens coming home to roost.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, really, aren't there bigger fish to
That's
fry?
What I'm
asking.
You can't play with the police.
You can't
play.
Well, you really can't because whether you're, Joe Blow or Jussie Smollett, if you are accused of lying to police, you're going to be prosecuted. Now, what happens on the tail end of that is something else.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like the other things to worry about right now. Yeah. His career is pretty much over. Like, what are we doing?
Okay,
Harold.
The new Power.
The new Power.
He's got a Power.
Go back to Empire.
You had an outburst on that one.
I did.
His career is over.
No.
In other news, Dwayne Wade actually spoke out recently on Ellen's show talking about his 12-year-old daughter who used to be named
Zion
and is now Zaya. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how he saw leadership skills and when she came. Well, just listen.
And once Zion came home and said, hey, you call me Zaya and I'm ready to take on this, I looked at it and said, you are a leader. You are a leader and it's the opportunity to allow you to be a voice. Right now it's through us because she's 12 years old, but eventually it would be through her.
So my question is, if your child, just think back, if they came and said something to you at 12.
I'd have to have the expert. I don't know enough information.
Mm-hmm.
Puberty, you have every right, but right. I would ask.
So we're talking about the fact that
she's changing her name.
Yeah, she is a transgender girl now.
Mm-hmm.
Was biologically born a male, and that Dwayne Wade and his wife Gabrielle Union are
celebrating
accepting of this, and he was on Ellen talking about it.
So that's the question. So that's true that she is a transgender
at 12 years old.
Yes. Does she just identify as a woman? There's a whole bunch of things.
Well,
that's
the name is no longer
right.
Zion.
She identifies
say I identify as a girl, does not necessarily mean you're transgender. That's what I mean. It does not necessarily mean you're
gay. Just talking like pre-operative. She's only 12 years old.
No,
so.
I'm not even talking about that. Some people identify as a girl, but they're not transgender.
Okay, but I think
it's so complex. I would think we need experts to have.
I think definitely need an expert, but I think that what Dwayne Wade, and I know that a lot of people aren't going to agree with me, but what he is doing, especially as a very masculine professional athlete, a professional ball player and all this, to be so accepting and open of something that surely he didn't have much experience in either.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an example, and I think he's absolutely right. Of course she's a role model, because there are many other girls who are transgender or transitioning or identify as girls that were born male that don't have an accepting home, and we've seen some terrible stories. So what's the option? It just drives me crazy. especially in our community. What is your option? To do what? To isolate your child?
Well, I don't think it's isolation. I think the child is still developing at the age of 12. So to give them that much control and that much power to say, you know, like, imagine you.
Over when what you think
no,
you are?
No, I'm just saying when you were 12 years old, if you went to your parents and you said, look, this is what, you know, regardless of if it's on gender or anything else, your parent at 12 years old and you go to them and say, look, I want to let you know this is what I'm going to do now, and you're in their house, what are they going to say to you, regardless?
But what I'm asking you is, what's the option? No, you're not going to do this. No. Are you going to get out of my house? Uh-huh. You know, it's just, I think that we have to be realistic about this because we have so many issues facing, especially the black family, that we need to get real about what we are in doing in 2020, in my opinion.
The only thing, the only thing that I probably wouldn't have done, I probably would have kept it in house.
Right.
Well, what happened was, remember, they put this picture out.
Yes.
And
yes,
then everybody had something to say. So it became public.
I would not be addressing it publicly. That's the only thing I wouldn't do.
Okay.
But give us a call. 202-432-WHOR. I want to hear from you.
TV news in the morning. Radio fun in the afternoon. Is Allison Seymour and her hubby, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.